Washington lawmakers have adjourned their 105-day session. The final gavels fell just after 6 o'clock Sunday night.
The 2021 regular session is adjourned sine die.
That audio courtesy of TVW. The adjournment closed out a session that Governor Jay Inslee in a video message described as historic.
The session's accomplishments are as important to the long-term well-being of our state as any session I've seen in a quarter of a century.
Olympia correspondent Austin Jenkins has more in our legislative wrap-up.
It was nearly 4 months ago that the legislative session began under inauspicious circumstances. Lawmakers arrived on a cold, rainy January day to find the state capitol under lockdown and a handful of angry protesters at the gates.
Hey, what's going on? Let's go!
Hundreds of state troopers and National Guard members protected a temporary perimeter fence. The unprecedented security was in response to the attack just days earlier on the U.S. Capitol and a major security breach that same day at the governor's residence. After that first day, most lawmakers returned to their districts to conduct the state's first-ever remote session due to the ongoing pandemic. Legislating via Zoom was uncharted territory.
I think there was a lot of concern before session that either the House or the Senate or both might break down completely and not be able to pass bills.
But that didn't happen, says Democratic State Senator Jamie Peterson.
We have been able to do both small things and big things.
Agree or disagree with what lawmakers did, the 2021 session is likely to go down as one of the most sweeping and consequential sessions in recent memory. For instance, after years of talking about it, Democrats passed a capital gains tax aimed at the state's wealthiest residents. They also approved more than a dozen police accountability measures, including a ban on chokeholds and creation of a new state office to investigate deadly force incidents. Speaker of the House, Lori Jenkins, described the police reforms as a turn-the-corner moment.
We have never had a session that has done this much work on equity and accountability when it comes to law enforcement.
But minority Republicans argue many of the reforms go too far. John Braun is the Senate Republican leader.
I fear that they're going to undercut the ability of our law enforcement officials to do their job in a way that's safe for them and safe for their communities.
In addition to police reforms, the legislature passed a number of other bills aimed at addressing racial inequities and discrimination. They include a ban on public schools using Native American names or images, and the establishment of Juneteenth as a state holiday. Democratic State Representative Melanie Morgan sponsored the Juneteenth bill.
This is about Black people belonging in these here United States of America, in that we are celebrating that we are not practicing the atrocity of human slavery.
Also passing this year, a bill to allow people leaving prison to have their voting rights automatically restored. On the climate change front, lawmakers approved a cap-and-trade system and a low-carbon fuel standard. In a post-adjournment news conference, Senate Majority Leader Andy Billig was upbeat.
We made historic gains for the people of this state that are going to have positive impacts for generations to come.
Even as Democrats celebrated, Braun, the Senate Republican leader, said they should have shown more restraint.
It just really is the wrong time, given the limitations on access that the majority parties have insisted on, to do the types of heavy issues that we're working on.
Republicans were especially incensed over passage of the capital gains tax. They also decried Democrats' unwillingness to curb the governor's emergency powers. House Republican leader J.T. Wilcox called that a big disappointment.
Because we think a lot of people would like to have some clarification of when emergencies end. We have no clue when this one is going to end.
Among the final acts of the legislature was passage of a $59 billion two-year state operating budget. Democrats also approved a bill to make simple drug possession a misdemeanor and expand access to drug treatment. This in response to a recent Supreme Court decision that invalidated the state's drug possession statute. I'm Austin Jenkins in Olympia.